Don't forget the true meaning of Christmas, eh? I noticed the Christmas tree stands are going up already. Christmas trees here. I remember as a kid, my daddy used to pull me on my sleigh, and we'd go from stand to stand and look at the different trees, and it seemed like there was always a florid man nipping out of a bottle selling those trees. A jolly time. Now the Christmas stands have a whole other different feel to them. I remember last year, I was going to get an artificial. I figured, what the hell. Get the real thing. Surprise my funny little honey. Well, I walked by this one stand, and I stood there, and I couldn't believe it. The two guys that ran the stand are trying to move this big Christmas tree, and they're arguing over it. I mean, obviously it was a heavy tree, but still, one guy was saying, all right, hold it some of the top, I said. Higher. And the other guy, who was on the tail end, had the big, thick trunk of the trees going, I can't get the beast in any higher. If I can get it any higher, and hold it any higher. He said, well, push it, help me. He said, I am helping you. I'll help you to some of this. Then he gives him a shot in the head. Next thing you know, they fall on top of the tree, and they're like, you stupid idiot. I shouldn't have opened his business, will you? I'll wrap this tree around your trunk. And that's when I jumped in, and with a meaty fist, I grabbed both guys, and I threw them aside in the snow. I said, wait a minute. They turned on me. I said, look, you're talking about a Christmas tree. Are you listening to what you're saying? A Christmas tree. You're saying, hold this SOB up. And you're saying, that's as high as I can lift the pin. You're talking about a Christmas tree. The birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and you're cursing over it? They both looked down at the ground, their faces crimson with embarrassment. I said, this is a sacred time of year. I know there's some hassles. I know there's presents, and you guys, I'm sure, have regular jobs, and you're doing this after you do your regular job. You're here till midnight, and people are haggling you. Like you're the one responsible for these trees being $50 a piece. Come on. You into making a few extra bucks, that's okay, but remember, that Christmas tree is a Christmas tree. We're celebrating something here. Look up at yon stars. How do you think he'd feel like if he heard you guys talking about the tree just like you were? Come on. Shake hands. Now, I don't know anything about selling Christmas trees, but if I were you, I'd drag this Christmas tree to the front of the lot by the street. And I'd put a big light on it, maybe just a big star. It says, Christmas trees on sale here now. Come celebrate the joy with us. And if it's a little heavy, well, he ain't heavy. He's my brother. So they shake. Introduce myself. Phil Sokolowski, nice to meet you. And they grabbed that tree and they dragged it down to the block to the front of the lot. And while they were setting it up, I grabbed a nice 4.5-footer, threw it in my trunk, and I was like...